Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I would like to teach you a phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we have a special guest, Arianna Hoffington, the founder and creator of Huffington Post and Thrive Global. Hi, Arianna. 你好。
你好 Shalam.
你好 Arianna. That's amazing to have you today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, first question. I've been seeing you this week at WEF, and you are always energetic and you are always encouraging so many people, and people are buzzing about your ideas. And how did you manage it? Because I know so many people, they are deprived from sleep. We get up so early, we finish late. How are you being so beautiful and energetic?
So what happened is that I've been coming to WEF for 11 years. And at the beginning, the first few years, I was as sleep deprived as everybody else. But then in 2007, mm-hmm. I actually collapsed from exhaustion and sleep deprivation in my office back in the States. And I hit my cheekbone on the way down.
Wow.
And that was the beginning of my realizing that I was living my life the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And that, in fact, all the latest science mm-hmm. was telling us that when we prioritize our own well-being,
yes.
when we get enough sleep,
yes.
when we take time to move,
yes.
to eat right, we are more effective. We perform better.
Yes.
And I wrote this book called mm-hmm. Thrive that you are holding.
Yes.
Which was the book I wrote after my own realization and after I had done all my research in the latest science.
Right.
And I looked around and I saw how many casualties there were.
Yes.
Of people who were, like me, were living in that false way.
Yes.
And, you know, the Chinese philosophy of yin-yang is very profound.
Yes.
And we need to remember it again. Because what it says is, yang, you go out, you achieve, you conquer, you get things done. But yin is you come back and refuel.
Exactly.
And we forgot about the refueling part.
Yes.
So, we just did recently an article about stress in China.
Yes.
I read about the 44-year-old entrepreneur who collapsed and died.
Yeah.
And then
many stories like
and
this.
Then you look at his life and he wasn't sleeping and he wasn't taking care of himself.
Yes.
And what we don't realize is that that's not the way even to succeed.
No.
Because 80% of Chinese startups fail.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's not the meaning of life either.
Exactly.
That's amazing. So I can see this incident, unfortunate incident, must have affected you a lot because you created the most successful media company, Huffington Post, and then now you created Thrive Global because of your belief in well-being and in good quality sleep. And I can see how this transformed you too.
It has transformed my life. Basically, after I wrote Thrive, I went on and wrote The Sleep Revolution that you have there.
Oh, yes. I read this one. It's a great book.
And Thrive has been translated in Chinese. This one is about to be translated.
Right.
And I found myself more and more passionate mm-hmm. about wanting to help accelerate this shift in our culture so that there isn't all that unnecessary suffering mm-hmm. of people destroying their health, their relationships, and their happiness for no reason.
Yes.
Because, in fact, they could be just as productive and more without all these unnecessary sacrifices of themselves and their health.
Exactly. I can see that Chinese people and Japanese people in particular, they need this book because according to a wearable company statistics, through hundreds of thousands of people wearing the wearables, measuring their sleeping pattern, Japanese, they are amongst the least sleeping country.
Exactly.
In Tokyo, like 5 hours, 45 minutes on average every night. And people in Australia, they sleep a lot, but still on average about 7 hours. And so how many hours do you think we need?
According to the latest science, unless you have a genetic mutation, there are mm-hmm. people who have a genetic mutation
mm-hmm.
and they can do great on just 4 hours, about 1.5% of the population.
Right, 4 hours.
Yes.
Okay.
But the vast majority
people,
of us, the vast majority, need 7 to 9 hours.
Right.
Where you are mm-hmm. is in that spectrum is individual.
Right.
For me, to operate like on all cylinders, be my best. Mm-hmm. I need 8 hours.
8 hours. I would love to have 8 hours, but normally I get about 6 to 7. In fact, today's the conversation is very meaningful to me personally, because every single year I have the same New Year resolution. I need to eat well.
Yes.
I need to sleep well. And also I want to stay active. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, that's all included in your Thrive Globo plan.
Exactly. So I can be your personal coach
if you want. Yes. Yeah, I got the question.
So
yes.
That's why really I wanted to launch this company, mm-hmm. which has three parts. Mm-hmm. One is a media platform.
Right.
Where we put together all the latest science.
Yes.
To make it super clear.
It's like education.
Educating the public.
Yes.
Raising awareness.
Yes.
And making it all data driven. Mm-hmm. The second part is we go into companies all around the world, mm-hmm. and we bring trainings, seminars, e-courses to help train the employees.
Yes.
And then we track the impact of our work.
Productivity,
On creativity, on healthcare costs.
Yes.
On retention.
Right.
Because when people burn out, they leave. And we are working with big companies like Accenture, mm-hmm. JP Morgan, Uber. With Accenture, for example, we're doing 100 trainings mm-hmm. around the world. We just finished trainings in Japan, in India.
Right
now we're doing trainings in Hong Kong.
That's amazing.
So we believe that it's a global epidemic.
Yes.
Burnout and stress are on the rise. Mm-hmm. And our relationship with technology has made it worse.
It is. It is. Now, a lot of people, including me, we sleep with our iPhones. And of course, we made the excuse saying, oh, that's a clock. Alarm clock
yes.
we can use. But the truth is, when we go to the loo in the midnight, we check
you
emails.
Bring it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the worst part. And that's why we created a charging station. That's mm-hmm. the commerce part of our business.
Right.
That looks like a bed.
A bed.
Yes, and we call it the phone bed. If you have room in your suitcase, I'll give you one.
How clever, yes.
And then the idea is that it lives outside your bedroom. If
right.
you have children, outside
yes.
everybody's bedroom.
Right.
And then it becomes a ritual.
Yes.
And a habit to put your phones there at night. It has a place for 10 phones.
Yes.
And it has a little sheet, a little blanket that
yes.
you cover the phones with and tuck them in and say goodnight.
Oh, I would love to have one. Everybody should have one.
I'll get you one.
Yeah, just like you put your kids to bed, put the pets to bed and put the phones to bed.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And then you know now how teenagers, mm-hmm. they have a really hard time disconnecting from their phones at night. And as a result,
yes.
Mental health problems among teenagers
yes.
are on the rise, depression, anxiety,
yes. Yes.
because they don't fully recharge.
No, you're right. Yes.
And the new science, Shalini, mm-hmm. is so clear that our brains need to go through all the cycles of cleaning up the toxins of the day and regenerating.
Yes, exactly. And in fact, because I study a little bit of Chinese medicine when I was in the university as a hobby, and I learned how to do acupuncture and acupoint, acupressure. And then as a result, I learned some theory. And then in fact, in Chinese medicine, the doctors recommend people should go to bed way before 11 o'clock.
Yes.
And then, of course, 8 hours is recommended volume. And then because this is the moment, according to the Chinese medicine, that our human organs and cells can regenerate and repair and rest and be ready for another amazing day. So it's all coincides.
So much wisdom.
Yes.
And, you know, there's so much Chinese wisdom that we need to go back and recover, both for the Chinese people, but for the whole world.
Yes.
What is fascinating is that modern science mm-hmm. is validating ancient wisdom.
It is.
And the two things are converging.
Yes.
And we are acting in a way which is truly not intelligent.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, the mission of Chinese EYM doing it is to bring the ancient Chinese wisdom and also the wisdom embedded in a language to the modern Chinese world and modern Western world. So, for example, let me show you how to say to sleep in Chinese. To say to sleep in Chinese, we say 睡觉.
睡觉,
exactly. And there are two characters, 睡, that means to sleep, have a little rest, and 觉, that means sense, being aware. So you can sense that actually The first character, Shui, it's actually the character, the combination between your eyes and your eyes falling down. So when your eyes are closing down, then it means that you are going to sleep. But in Chinese way of sleeping, sleep is not being out of consciousness. It's actually being aware, being able to sense.
Wow, that's beautiful. Shui jiao.
Shui jiao. It's a verb. So to say go to sleep, you just add one word. Go, which is 去睡觉. That means go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
去睡觉.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah, so people should 去睡觉 early.
Yes, I mean, I practice that. Mm-hmm. And I try whenever possible, you know, I'm not perfect, to go to sleep before 11.
Okay.
And I notice the difference. And
yes,
especially if I go to sleep after midnight, the sleep is not as restorative.
The quality is not the same.
Yes, and modern science has validated that Chinese wisdom. And it makes such a difference to our whole day.
But since you are the international jet setter, you travel so much, how do you cope with jet lag and sleeping pattern?
Well, I find that I need to have a transition to sleep. We all do. Mm-hmm. The way we do with children, you know, if you have a little child, you don't just drop it to bed. You give it a bath, you put it in its PJs, sing it a lullaby.
Yes.
So we need a transition to sleep ourselves.
Right.
So for me, the first part of the transition is to charge my phone outside my bedroom. You can buy an alarm clock to wake you up, although naturally, you wake up after the time you really need to sleep, whether it's 7, 8, or 9 hours.
Yes.
I always like to have a hot bath or shower because water begins the process of slowing down your brain.
Yes.
Because what makes it hard for us to go to sleep is our brain.
Yes.
It's not our bodies. Our bodies are tired. They want to power down, but our brains keep going because most of us are on our phones answering emails and texts
right
until the last minute.
Yes.
And that last email you read, maybe
the one that stays
with that you are trying to figure out while you are sleeping.
Yes. Okay. No, I read some article and also the book mentioned there's a Ariana way of going to bed. I thought that was spot on. Really awesome. When we want to encourage people to sleep more, we just say 多睡觉. We know 睡觉, that means to go to sleep.
Yes.
And then you say sleep more, have some more sleep. You said 多睡觉. 多 means more or much.
多睡觉.
That's it.
I love it. I love the way you say it.
多睡觉. And then next time when you go to China, you talk to your friends and you can say 多睡觉 in your speech. They will love you. They will love you. And it was a story. I was teaching an MIT professor how to say computer in one of the shows. And then the next day, he was visited by one of the biggest computer companies from China. And then he then say, oh, 电脑. And then the CEO loved him. So this is the icebreaker.
Icebreaker.
Exactly.
You're going to teach me how to say it right.
多睡觉. Duo means much,
yes.
So that means, oh, have some more.
More sleep.
Yeah, more sleep. 睡觉. 睡觉 is the verb. But when we say sleep as a noun, we say 睡眠. And 睡 is the same word. 睡 is the eyes closing down.
Right.
But 眠, that means dormancy. So the eyes are closing down into the dormancy. So Chinese is very poetic.
It's such a beautiful language, very poetic and very visual too.
Very visual, yes. And this is the beauty of Chinese that also shows the ancient wisdom.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
thank you,
Ariana.
So much.
Thank you.
I love this.
Thank you. Love it. Thank you so much. 谢谢.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. I hope you enjoy this episode. Today, we have Ariana Huffington joining us. We learn how to say sleep in Chinese. We say 睡觉. 睡觉 is a verb. As a noun, we say 睡眠. We want to sleep more? 多睡觉. I hope you enjoy it. And please don't forget to rate us, review us, and come back next time. Thank you very much. Bye. 再见.